In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today we get to do something that is extremely special and important in the life of the church. We get to baptize little Claire and little Owen. I'm excited because today we add to our church family. Today we add more members to the living body of Christ. Today we get to perform one of the foundational reasons for the very existence of the church. We unite these two souls to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We bring another child of God ever closer to their Maker and Redeemer. We, in a very real way, are changing Claire and Owen. Today, we as sisters and brothers in Christ adopt Owen and Claire into this family. Just think about that for a moment. We, in our diversity of origins, we who are anything but related by blood, are a family through and in Jesus Christ. Today, that family grows with the addition of two new members. And even though one of them is my own child, today he will become a part of a much larger and more important family than I could ever offer him. Excuse me. Where else in our lives does this happen? Where else in society does this take place? That those who are not related become family, that those who are related are brought into a deeper bond. Our church family is not just the people we see sitting with us here today, but it extends further than that. It extends to the fellow members of our parishes who cannot be here with us. It extends to the rest of the members of our diocese, the rest of the members of the Episcopal Church and all of our churches. Our family reaches past those denominational lines that humanity has put in place. Our family consists of everyone who has been baptized by water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. From Roman Catholics to Pentecostals, from South Africa to China, from Iceland to Australia, all of Christianity, past, present, and yet to come, are united into one family. A family not defined by race, not defined by culture. A family defined by faith. Faith in Jesus Christ in all of its complex diversity. When so much of the world is divided and in conflict, we offer a different reality. A place where anyone can find a home and a family. Where we are all children of the same God, and where we are united into one instead of divided into many. Claire and Owen today also become members of the living body of Christ. This body lives and breathes in the world by and through us. Christ is made manifest in this body. Through it, his work continues. Through it, the gifts of mercy and love can be brought to all peoples. You know that phrase, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts? I've always thought that is a perfect way to describe the living body of Christ. We all bring our own unique gifts and talents to this body. We all contribute something to it in our own individual way. That alone allows us to achieve great things. But this body consists of more than us. It is brought together and held together by the grace of God. In partnership together, we can achieve great things. But by partnership with God, we can achieve anything. All things are possible with God's help. The living body of Christ is that force in the world that not only dares to dream the impossible, but has the audacity to work towards achieving it. Claire and Owen today will be united with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In his death, Jesus suffered real and true human suffering. This was not a death of symbols. This was a death of reality. The pain of it was real. The tragedy of it was real. We are united to that suffering just as Jesus is united to our own. We know that by his crucifixion, we are never alone in our pain and in our grief. Jesus is there in the thick of it with us. But death is not the end. From death comes new life. From death comes resurrection. And just as we are united in Christ's death, we also share in his resurrection. We partake in the fact that life and light are the true powers of the world and not darkness and death. In this church, we baptize once, one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. But this baptism will not be limited for Claire and Owen within the confines of this time and this place. It does not remain static. This moment, this baptism will for Claire and Owen become an eternal moment, an eternal baptism. It will remain with them for the rest of their lives. I have been asked on more than one occasion when it was that I was saved. The people asking this question want to know the exact moment I let Jesus Christ into my heart and I was born again. Well, my answer is always that it is much more complex than that. I was saved over 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross for me. I was saved roughly 30 years ago when my parents had me baptized on a hot and humid summer morning. I was saved this past Sunday when I approached the altar of God and received the Holy Sacrament, when I ate the body of Christ and drank the blood of Christ. I am saved every time I sin and turn to God in repentance. I am eternally saved by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I am eternally united to that death and resurrection by baptism. For me as a parent, this day holds special meaning. Today, Owen receives something that I, as his father, can never give him. As much as I would want and as much as I might try, what he receives today is something I will never have to offer. He receives redemption today. He receives salvation. I will strive as his father to raise him as best I can, to give him as many opportunities as I can so that he can flourish and succeed, to instill in him a sense of wonder for the world and a thirst for justice in our society. But today and for every day to come and for eternity, he will receive God's favor and God's grace. As a parent, I can only respond to this gift, to this miracle, with awe and wonder. I can only respond with a thankful heart, because what I have been given is also given to him. A gift not just for my own son, but for every child. This gift, this miracle, paid for by the sacrifice of a son, a child given for the love of the world. Today we baptize Claire and Owen. In this moment we become united to them and they become united to us. In this moment they are united in Christ, just as we have been united in him. In this single moment they are united to their eternal salvation, just as we have been united to our own. Today we do a very special thing in the church. Amen.